This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden told a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, after 100 days of rescue and renewal, America is ready for takeoff. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magane reports, the president painted an optimistic picture of America under his watch.
In his first address to a joint session of Congress, the president said things were bleak when he took over.
100 days ago, America's house was on fire. We had to act.
Since then, he says the nation's turned peril into possibility, crisis into opportunity.
America is on the move again.
And has a chance to rebuild its economy as it emerges from the pandemic. He's pitching massive new investments in education and infrastructure, pushing the few lawmakers in a COVID-restricted House chamber to act now on those and other priorities like gun control and immigration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's address to Congress broke a historic glass ceiling Wednesday as two women, Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, sat behind the president for the first time in U.S. history. The seating arrangement carried a symbolic meaning for the advancement of U.S. women in recent decades, since Harris and Pelosi stand the first and second in the presidential line of succession, respectively. India's death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb, moving past 200,000 by early Thursday, putting the South Asian nation fourth in the world behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. Mourners have turned to parking lots and parks as families grow desperate to bury their loved ones. This is VOA News.